Conversation 2. 2 million high school seniors are gearing up this fall to apply to nearly 3,500 U.S. colleges. So, which are the strongest academically and toughest to get into? Well, the Princeton Review ranks the best 361 colleges. Robert Franek is the lead author. Rob, good morning. Good to see you again.
Well, thanks for having me back.
So, let's take a look at some of the strongest academic schools. Reed College in Portland, Oregon, scores highest marks. Why is it?
Reed College is a great school. There are only 1,300 students, but it's a wonderful liberal arts school. We went directly to students, and they told us that their professors were great, both inside as well as outside the classroom.
About 10 students per class.
Yeah, it's average 10-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. So it is certainly small, and they pride themselves on their relationships with the professors.
All right. Ivy Leagues did very well in other categories as well, like toughest schools to get into and top in that list. MIT was first, followed then by Yale, Princeton, and Harvard, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
That's right.
Students at Princeton University are happiest with their financial aid packages. So, what are they doing differently?
One of the most aggressive policies that Princeton has put into place over the last couple of years is matching students' aid packages so that they need to be allowed to get that aid package for every student.
All right. Now speaking of beautiful campuses, Pepperdine scored top, right?
It's a lovely campus, right on the beach.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. 22. Why does Reed College score highest marks?
Which school is the toughest to get into?
What makes the students at Princeton University the happiest ones?
What is the feature of Pepperdine?